How are y'all today? Today, I like that last song. I'm glad she did it today. Thank you, Matt. How many of you know it's important to speak the word of God over your life? Not just your life, but your family's life and in every which way. Speak to every sickness, call out every lie. Boy, is that ever needed in this nation right now. To call out every single lie that they put out. Sometimes it's got to be bold. That's why I'm saying I don't like being political. I'd rather be kingdom. It's a lot more rewarding. Amen, amen. Well, let's pray and we get started. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. Lord, we thank you for all you've done. We thank you for your word. And Father God, we just believe that you will speak through me. With clarity and with boldness, Lord, and we just thank you for the lives being changed through the word in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to our favorite passage of Proverbs 18:21. I've been saying it for the last couple of weeks. This is part three of the word series, not the world series, the word series. This one's called Sticks and Stones. Can y'all finish that statement? Sticks and stones may, but words will never hurt me. I agree and I disagree. Words can only hurt you if you allow it. You know, somebody's saying some messed up junk to you, just let it go one ear and out the other. Not a big deal. Then there's other times where, you know, if you kind of dwell on it over and over and over again, it will hurt you. It will impact your life negatively. It says right here, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life. Another version says, those who love it will indulge it. Those who love it and will indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Words can't hurt you. But see, it can go both ways. You can hear the doctor's report and they can give you something like they gave me. They didn't give me much of a chance. Like some of you may have been, you know, according to our statistics. Well, doc, I don't go off of your statistics. I understand you. I hear you very well, but I'm not going off of your statistics or what have you. I'm going off of what the word of God says about me. And sometimes you got to get bold and other times we're like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to sound weird. Man, I'm telling you what, it's better to sound weird and speak the word over your life than to suffer the consequences of that. You will eat its fruit. You will eat its fruit. Bring this on down here. Words can definitely kill you. Definitely. But when you start to value God's word over what the enemy says, then that becomes a different thing. You're going to start seeing things a whole lot more clear. It doesn't matter what comes on, even on the radio, the television. Nope, this is what the word of God says. You speaking to the TV? Yes. Jesus spoke to the tree. Why can't you speak to the TV? Proverbs 56:10 says this. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. I say, in Christ, I will praise his word. In him, I will praise his word. Regardless of where I'm at, in him, I will praise his word. That word praise means to make show or to shine. God's word will shine in my life. It will. God's word will shine in your life. So whose word are you valuing over God's in this season of your life? If you're down and out, you're valuing somebody's word. I guarantee you. You're valuing. But pastor, you don't know what they said about me. You don't know what they said. You don't know what they've done. It doesn't matter. One ear, out the other. Take it one ear and out the other. Here's the thing. Never allow 15 seconds of ignorance ruin your whole day. Does anybody know how many seconds are in a day? Like 86,400 seconds in a day. And you're going to allow 15 seconds of what somebody tells you ruin the rest of your day. 1,440 minutes in a day, 24 hours in a day, 168 hours in a week, 8,760 hours in a year. We're going to allow that to ruin our day or our month or our year. And some people are carrying things 5, 10, 15 years over 15 seconds. Let it go. It isn't worth it. Even though you're right, let it go. It's best for you to do that. You're just putting yourself in basically like solitary confinement when you're doing that, when you can't let it go. Life is way too short to be getting upset over that insignificant thing that person may said, regardless of who it was from. You know, we get hurt by our loved ones because, I mean, we respect what they say and everything else. So it hurts us. I said, but if you don't really like the person, why are you allowing them to get to you? That's crazy. If I didn't like so-and-so over here, he said, to heck what you saying, man. That's stuff full of birds. And we get upset. And we allow them to just control us. And here's the thing. When we let down our guard right there, the enemy can do whatever he wants to. He can lead us wherever we want to go because our emotions are all over the place because of what one person may have said, what this newscaster may have put out, what the radio may have put out. We just get upset. Words will only hurt when you sit down and eat its fruit. When you sit down and just continue to meditate on over and over and over again, all you're doing is just taking on that fruit. Just begin to sit down and eat on it. What they're talking about, just, it's now no good. But this grape is good. But they're over here saying, I'm no good. I won't be able to accomplish anything. You just keep eating it. Over and over. Use it as a snack. Sometimes you take it to work. On the drive on over to work. You're still talking about it. You're at school. Smacking on it. I guess that word was pretty good, huh? No, it's hurting you. You're indulging in it. At the gym. My wife loves when I smack. She's like, leave the room. But it's so good, babe. We just keep doing that over and over and over again. When we continue to eat its fruit, it slowly begins to deteriorate in our lives. Away our mind, it deteriorates our mind and our hearts. And we become cold and bitter because we just continue to. Y'all watch these grapes? They're sanctified. I prophesied over. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I'm broke, busted up, and disgusted. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrows. Y'all getting my smacking on there? Make it loud, just exaggerate it. So see, here's the thing. When we got good fruit, if we can take this good fruit, put it on our table. Now I can share this good fruit with my family. Here you go, babe. You can smack with me. Come on. There you go. I didn't get one for Carly. I gotta get some. She, you okay? All right. So I don't know if your hand's clean, Tim, Pastor Tim. I can share it with my friends. I can share with strangers along the road as I'm walking, as I'm. Here you go, Jay. Tease, you need something, man. Here you go. Kyler, here you go. Come on. Let me just take the bowl with me. As I'm going through life, I'm sharing sharing this fruit. The good fruit. I'm bearing it. Share that with your wife. Don't be stingy. There you go. I'm sharing it with my friends and my family. I'm going everywhere with it. I'm changing the atmosphere at my work because of this fruit. I'll give y'all some. Here you go.
Thank you.
It's good for Brian. You get some? Okay. Here's another one. You're growing. I can share this fruit. There you go. Look at that. For the family. There you go, man. Take that. Give some to your wife. Good fruit. Raymond. Those who love it. Life will eat its fruit. Every single day, we can eat the fruit that God has given us. Can you catch?
Yeah.
She said, yep, move her hands. I thought you were going to move your hands and let it hit Randy in the face. Just mess his glasses up. We got some visitors here. Eat his fruit. Y'all can eat in here. If you stay in the carpet, just tell Trey and Christine. We got some visitors from Cali, from my home state. Here we go. Y'all can share that with your family. Miss Vicky, you always bear good fruit. John, last one. Who am I going to give it to? Yeah, I got to get it to the boys here. He's wanting it. He's like, I got a 2-liter and an apple in service once. Now we're able to share this fruit every single day with everybody instead of the bad stuff that we've been getting and nibbling on. Because if we're nibbling on the negative things every single day, that's what people are going to get from us. So we want to bear that good fruit. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. I will eat his fruit. I will eat God's fruit. Not with what my haters are saying. Not with what my doubters are saying. I'm going to eat the fruit that God has given me. Ephesians 4:29, this Amplified version says, do not let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as it is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace to those who hear it. Your words should edify and not destroy. Sometimes we're not perfect in that. Let's be real. We're not perfect in that. My wife and I said, I grew up with 5 brothers. There was 6 of us there. We didn't sugarcoat anything. We didn't beat around the bush. We talked. We moved some furniture. We fought. As long as you didn't break the coffee table, everything was fine. I was usually the coffee table and the furniture was pretty much the most expensive things there. But we didn't sugarcoat anything. You know, and so we want our words to edify one another. I said, you know, some time ago, my wife and I had asked her, you know, our kids are pretty athletic, pretty gifted and talented. What's one thing? She asked me, what's one thing that you're glad that they didn't get from my family? And I said, cankles. I'll just play. Then I asked her the same thing, and she said, my teeth. Is that what you're thinking? No, that didn't happen. We didn't have that talk. But sometimes we can say things that can just hurt one another. Purposely, unintentionally, it goes. It kind of goes with the territory. That's what we're called to edify. See, when you're eating on the good fruit of what God's word says, it's a whole lot easier to edify. But if you're eating on that bad fruit, that death, the seeds of death, it's going to be a whole lot easier to be bitter towards other people, to talk about them, to slander them, to gossip about them in every single way. People nowadays are afraid to tell young people the truth. I'm not. I've been a youth pastor for 13 years. I'm not afraid to tell them the truth. Not a problem. Listen, sweetheart, you're not a dog. You're not a parrot. You're not a cat. You are a child of God. You were created in the image of God. Well, I think I'm going to just identify as a dog today. Woof, woof. If you don't sit your silly self somewhere. That's crazy. Because we don't want to hurt their feelings. They're just expressing themselves. Guess what? That's what liberal arts was for growing up. If you want to express yourself, you got music, you got painting, you got sports, you got your extracurricular activities, you got, you got all these other things. But let me just express myself and call myself and identify myself as a dog. Are you crazy? No teacher should have to put up with that mess. It's not a veterinarian clinic, however you say it. Get the litter boxes out of the bathrooms. That's crazy. Well, we loving on them. I said, love them and speak the truth. You can do both. Take them out. Sit them down. Eat a meal with them and tell them how much God loves them. How much they are created in His image. Get some backbone. That's redunculous. Well, I identify. Yeah, I tried that. I identified as white. My credit score went up 200 points, so. It's crazy. We've gotten afraid to speak God's word in love and in His truth. But your words are so sharp. They're so sharp. I don't understand it. Listen, the Bible tells us saying no is not profane or vulgar. Sometimes it's the best answer for the situation you're dealing with. It's okay to say no. You're not going to hurt their feelings. Well, if they do, then they'll get over it. It's not going to kill them. It's okay to say no. God created animals. But when He made these young people, He made them in the image of God. And they're settling for something that the culture has basically lied to them. I like that song. Speak to every sickness, call out every lie. Prophesy. Hebrews 4:12. It's the Amplified version. Believe it or not, I'm almost done. Really. It says, for the word of God is living and active and full of power. Making operative, energizing, and effective, it is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and the spirit, the completeness of a person and of both joints and marrows, the deepest part of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. I had a different type of Amplified. I think it was an Amplified classic that I was reading, but you get the gist of it. Only God's compromising word will be able to penetrate, uncompromising word will be able to penetrate the hearts of this culture. You can't water it down. Because it's just like taking a butter knife. Rather than a double-edged sword, you're just taking a butter knife and you're not even, you can't even cut paper with that. We can't keep compromising the word. We got to speak it boldly. In love. Even to the point to where they hear us. I mean, sometimes people can be boldly and then it's just like a clanging cymbal because there's no love with it. People may ask, why are your words so sharp? As if it almost cuts right through me. It's the word. You're being truthful, honest. Sometimes people don't like the truth. Babe, you're getting a little gray hairs right here. She knows that. She can say your breath stink. Go brush your teeth. She's truthful and honest, and I like that. And then there's times I say, babe, what you thinking? Oh, you don't want to know. All right. I know not to pull out the thread. We have to be truthful and honest with our young people in today's times. What do you think freedom means? Sometimes, I mean, freedom, we have the freedom of speech, but we're not free from the consequences of what we say. No doubt about it. But here's the thing. When you're speaking the truth, you're going to get a lot of pushback anyway. Jesus did. They killed him for speaking words. Think about that. In the right words, that would save him. We're not above that. So don't be hesitant to speak that out. Grab a teenager or what have you. Your friends. I love how my kids grew up. Honestly, I think we did a pretty good job. But there are times when they would go to parties and stuff like that. If there's any drinking, they come home. But they would bring the undesirable kids home. They wouldn't bring the popular ones because they were still there. They would bring some of the friends that didn't have any friends. They hang out and play video games all the time. We open up our home. I said other people open up their home to our kids. Spent a lot of money on our kids. Took them on vacations. But we got to be willing to sit down and talk with them and tell them the truth. Because no one else will. We're waiting on the world to fix it. This is why we're here. Because here's the thing. We don't have to get upset. Prophesy. Well, I agree with this. I said, hey, hold on. I said, that's that sheep going astray right there. Going and wandering off a little bit. Let me get that crook and just bring you right back. I said, this is what the word of God says. You're not an animal. You're not a bird. I'm a pterodactyl. Come on, man. Really? That's crazy talk. God's word is living and active and full of power. What's that General Electric commercial? We bring good things to life. God's word brings everything to life. And we haven't been using it. We've been doing more complaining and talking about the problem than speaking the solution. And his word is the solution. As plain as that may be, his word is the solution. Get the litter boxes out of the bathroom. How sick is that? And I'm not mad at that. I'm just mad at the enemy because they duped people into that. You're not loving them if you're going along with it. My kid was caught stealing something. I said, hey, go ahead and steal some more, man. I love you. And never punish them? Never whoop the mess out of them? Never ground, what have you? I said, no punishment? Yeah, that won't fly. You discipline because you love them. And raise your children up to stand on the truth. And they're going to lose some friends over it. Oh, well, at least you're doing the right thing and the God thing. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. The enemy's words will hurt you. God's word will protect you. It'll cause you to be alive, full of energy, full of power, full of the anointing. That's for every born again believer. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for all you've done, Lord. We thank you that we are a church that abides by your words, Lord, and we will go out and boldly proclaim it on a daily basis, Lord. We thank you that we could prophesy over dead things that are in our lives, in our friends' lives, in our family's lives, at our job, everywhere, Lord. We thank you for that. And we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.